Blog Talk Radio.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Blog Talk Radio.
I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and will pervert the gospel of Christ.
BOCC, your mission is bring out the truth, expose these devils for the liars that they are. Shalom.
Here we go. Salvation is near, but is it clear? What are you following? The doctrine of some hollow men leading to destruction. Then what you gonna do when you realize the lies? Open up your eyes. Oh my surprise, the mission really begins in Isaiah 8:10. If they're not speaking according to scriptures, why are we listening? They say they're men of the Lord, but their Lord is Satan. Salvation forsaken, Christ they're hating. The Lord is gonna stop them, cause false is the doctrine. The last days are perilous times, but we'll survive them when we ask a question and get the right answer. Are you smarter than your pastor?
Tune in to Are You Smarter Than Your Pastor, where we examine things said by men and women claiming to be God's ministers to reveal whether or not they are speaking God's word and doing His will. Tuesdays at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com/the BOCC. Shalom.
In the month of February, black people, so-called, are minded to reflect on our history as a people. One of the things throughout history that has plagued our people is slavery and oppression. How do we as a people overcome this plague and truly become free? Please join us this evening for a healthy discussion of this topic, and we hope to convey the spiritual fix to the issue of slavery and oppression. Thank you.
Okay. So, remember the days of old. Black History Month special. What is our history according to the Bible? Is there any black people in the Bible? This is what we're going to be talking about today. I'm your brother Gadai One from the Body of Christ Radio Network in the Bride of Christ Church. And we're going to discuss this topic. So many people in the United States and elsewhere that are from, you know, the Caribbean islands, or have the descendants or the descendants from slavery, they really do not see themselves in the scriptures or in the Bible. It's nowhere to be found at all. So what we're going to do tonight is we're actually going to open up the Bible and look in the Bible and see, is there any black people in the Bible? Or was it just white British people? Or was it only a few black people? I mean, you have 10 commandments, but they only show like 2 black people and probably the whole of the movie. But that's not the image and things that are projected when we look at the scriptures. We always shown images of white people. So the first scripture we're going to go to and examine is Deuteronomy 32:7. And the reason why we're going to Deuteronomy 32:7 is a very interesting scripture, because it's actually telling us to remember our history. And what so many of us do, we don't remember our history. So let's go to Deuteronomy 32:7, or not the history that we should be remembering. So this is Deuteronomy 32:7, and it reads, "Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask thy father, and he will show thee, thy elders, and they will tell thee." So what was our fathers supposed to show us? And what was our elders supposed to tell us about the days of old? What were they supposed to remind us when we went to them and we sat down before them? And we said, "Father, tell me of the days of old." Or we went to our grandfathers or the elders of our people and said, "Tell me of the days of old. Tell me of my history." What were they supposed to tell us? This is Psalm 78, verse 1. It says, "Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable and will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he have done." So what were our fathers supposed to tell us? Our fathers were supposed to tell us the laws, statutes, and the commandments. So when the Bible says, "Remember the days of old, consider the years of many generations, and ask thy father, and he will show thee, the elders, and they will tell thee," this is what they were supposed to tell us. They were supposed to tell us the memorial of God. They were supposed to tell us the history that we had in the Bible and the things that God had done for us. They were supposed to show us how the Lord had delivered us from the Egyptian captivity. They were supposed to show us how the Lord delivered us out of Babylonian captivity. They were supposed to show us how we sinned against the Heavenly Father and how the Heavenly Father would send saviors to redeem us. He would send prophets to prophesy to us and tell us the things that we were doing wrong and where we were going wrong and how we could get right. That's what they were supposed to tell us. That's what you're supposed to tell your children, not the foolishness that you've been telling this month, because none of that is going to bring us salvation. None of that is going to redeem us from the problems that we have in the black community. None of that is going to get the drugs out of our community. But this is, I'll read on. It says, "We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he have done." So many people during this month, they think carnal leaders, pastors, civil rights workers that marched and died. But where's the recognition that's supposed to be given to the Heavenly Father? Because without the Lord, none of these people could walk, breathe, talk, or have movement, or have power. So I'll read on. It says, "Kakum Gabar, you with me?"
I'm with you, brother.
All right. Just give a quick shout out to everybody.
Hey, this is Kakum Gabar coming to you live on Blog Talk. Hopefully this is a profitable show.
Right. So we were just reading it in Deuteronomy 32:7, where we're saying that we were supposed to remember the days of old, and our fathers were supposed to tell us. If we asked our father, he was supposed to tell us. If we asked the elders, they were supposed to show us and tell us. So I was just going into Psalm 78, what it is that they were supposed to be telling us of old. And now we have verse 5, Psalm 78, verse 5. It says, "For he established a testimony in Jacob, and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers, that they should make them known to their children." So this is what we're supposed to know, and this is what we're supposed to consider. This is what we're supposed to learn from our fathers. With the problem that we have amongst black people is a lot of us don't have fathers. We don't have elders. We don't have the men that's going to be fathers to the fatherless. You got so many men, they jumping up and down on a TV show, "It's not my baby." Like, that's a good thing that a child doesn't have a father. That's actually a bad thing, because, Kakum Gabar, what happens in your experience, in your life, when the father's not around?
It's just more chaos on top of chaos. disrespect. The child goes up like a wild man in the wilderness, just not understanding or comprehending anything because the family is so dysfunctional, because that head is not there, as the scriptures say. It should
right.
be.
Now, we know a lot of people, you know, maybe they didn't have that guidance when they were growing up. Maybe they didn't have that information. But when you come into Christ and you come into the body of Christ, some man in the church is supposed to step up and fulfill that role. He doesn't necessarily have to get married to the woman, but there has to be a man. There has to be a balance. See, the Most High, he created everything in his perfection. That's why when you read in Genesis, everything that he created, he saw that what? It was good. So the Most High, he created male and female, that union for them to be one flesh, for them to come together, and for them to deal with the family. Now, the Lord knew in certain situations that wasn't always going to be possible, so he said what? To be the fatherless, because you would have widows. You would have men, they would go to war, and they would die. You would have men, they would just, you know, they would die or something would happen to them. So the men that were righteous, they had to be a father to the fathers. They had to be that one to step up and say and give the guidance to the daughter, give the guidance to the son. But we don't see that happening, so there's really a big lapse in us knowing our history and where we're coming from. Who's making known these laws, these statutes, and commandments to the younger generation? It's not being done. That's why you have children running buck wild, like a wild, like the Bible, I say like the Bible says, like a wild bull caught in the net. They're just trying to get free. They're going to and fro, like, you know, like they're caught, just wild, out of their mind, because no one is showing them the years of many generation and showing them their history. Because people learn up and down about Martin Luther King. That's not going to teach you that you're not supposed to be an adulterer, fornicator, thief, or a murderer. But when we learn about the history of the scriptures, that's what it's going to show us. It's going to show us
right. The
end result of us keeping it. It's going to show us the end result of us not keeping it. That's what you read in Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. You have something, bro?
You know, just when you deal with the whole thing about the Bible being a historical document that we shouldn't be paying attention to on earth, and people, you know, always refer to other things. I they refer to other books and other men like this Bible doesn't have any place in our lives. And I just want to do something real quick, brother, because I told you I was dying to read this scripture for
a long time.
And I just want to deal with this, because now when you look at this, it talks about a condition of a people that's a perpetual thing. Now, in the other shows, we went into the books of curses. Deuteronomy, the 4th chapter, talk about Moses, because he was allowed and blessed to see the beginning and the end. That's why he was able to write Genesis and the creation, and then he was even able to prophesy about the condition our people would be in the latter days. When you read like Deuteronomy 4, verses like 23 down to like 30, it tells you that the people that was chosen, they rebelled against the Most High, and in the latter days they were going to be in suffering, but if they turned and repented, it would be all good for them. So
right. You're
right. These things aren't being reinforced, and our history is not coming out and what we need to be paying attention to. But when you look at stuff like this, it's talking about the end. Joel, the 3rd chapter, it says, "For behold, in those days and in that time, when I shall bring again the captivity of Judah and Jerusalem, just like Moses prophesied that his people will be in perpetual captivity based on their rebellion. Verse 2, I will also gather all nations and will bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat and will plead with them there for my people and for my heritage Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations and parted my land." So what's the condition of the people and the goodly things that were given to the people, like that land? What's that condition going to be in the end?
War.
Is this talking about something that already happened?
No.
This talks about something that is going to come.
Actually, that's a prophecy. The continuation of prophecy is in Revelation.
Exactly. So when you read and you find the prophecies being fulfilled, or when it comes about, this is what you're going to be seeing. But the thing that I want to really point out is, What is the gathering in the valley decision of the nations going to be for? Is it going to be for everybody to join hand in hand, walk together, and enter into the kingdom?
It must be.
No, it's not.
Well, let's find out.
Because it says here, I will gather all nations and will bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat. And in that place, what was he going to do? And will plead with them there for my people and for my heritage, Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations and parted my land. So this is the point. You got a certain group of people that's got the sign of perpetual captivity, slavery, and oppression on them in this earth, all over. The Most High is going to bring them. Why? Because those are his chosen, the Israelites. That's what he's pleading for, and he's setting up. Then he reads on down. He goes, yea, and what have ye to do with me, O Tyre and Sidon, and all the coast of Palestine, when you render me a recompense, and if you recompense me swiftly and speedily, will I turn your recompense upon your head. Because it's, I'm sorry, I always do that. I always skip. This is what we need to understand. Verse 3 is key. And they have cast lots for my people and have given a boy for an harlot and sold a girl for wine that they might drink. So now, when you look at that, that's something that's what? That reoccurred in history throughout our history as a people, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Because what? The Romans did it to us. The Babylonians did it to us before them. The Greeks did it to us before the Romans, after the Babylonians, so on and so forth. Every kingdom that was established, we were just like fodder for a cannon, just to, you know, be used and abused. Why? Because of our rebellion, right? Then
right.
It says, I'm going to just read back verse 6, because this is something that you can see on a certain group of people in this, on this planet. All nations, that's because he wasn't pleading for all nations and taking his people from, his chosen out of the spiritual reformed people from every nation under heaven. That's not what this is about. He's pleading for who? His heritage, Israel. Then when you read verse 6, it says, the children also of Judah and the children of Jerusalem have ye sold unto the Grecians that ye might remove them far from their border. So this is something, the Grecians are a nation of people, is it not?
Yeah, they are.
So the Israelites were sold to other nations, and we're scattered among other nations, really ignorant to our spiritual understanding that's where we're going to get our power from and our identity and the things that we need to deal with. That's why it's so important that you're dealing with, remember the days of old?
Right.
Ask your fathers. Although we can't go to our physical fathers because a lot of us have been, sealed with ignorance just because we don't want to know, but we can look at our fathers in this Bible.
Right.
You understand? And we can ask and we can, search out and find out these things. Because now, who's been sold back and forth to and fro on this earth since we went to captivity at the first?
Right, we have so-called black people.
Exactly. But a lot of people just ignore that. They toss it aside. Why? Because Satan has a hold on them in his world. But I just wanted to bring that out of that historical perspective, because either we're crazy or the world, or most of the people in the world are very ignorant about what these scriptures are saying about that sign, that curse that's on his people that he chose, and he put in that position because they were very disrespectful, rebellious, and evil in his sight. Go ahead, bro. That's all I just want to
say. You know what? Our people, what they really want to see, they want to see Lady Gaga in the Music Awards dressed up with meat as clothing.
Yeah.
That's what they'll rather see, and that's what they'll rather hear, the majority
right.
of our people. But we know right. that there's a remnant. The Lord said he have a remnant that he's going to bring back. So I just wanted to go, because you read that scripture about the valley of Jehoshaphat, and where
right.
he said he's going to plead with the nations for his heritage, Israel. I just want to show what that pleading is going to be. Is it going to be begging?
Mm-hmm.
Please, or is it going to be something
else? He's
going to
hand out flowers, daisy, the rainbow's going to show up, everybody's going to be so happy, and, you know, we're just going to all hold hands and sing that old Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last.
this is Revelation, the 19th mm-hmm. chapter, and I'm going to start from the 12th verse. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. So when Christ comes, the pleading with the nations is what? He's going to make war on them. And what it's going to be is that the nations, they're going to gather together and actually think and believe that they're going to be able to face the Lord and Savior, the King of Kings, Jesus Christ. But as we know from biblical prophecy, they're going to fail, and they're going to fail miserably. So, I mean, that scripture in Joel, I'm going to go back to that scripture in Joel, because that goes into slavery. Joel 3, verse 3, it says, "And they have cast lots for my people, and have given a boy for an harlot, and sold a girl for wine, that they might drink." So when we look at slavery, what do they do to our people? They put our people on auctioning blocks. One of the things about the triangle trade was it was about they traded us for rum and different things like that. So this is biblical prophecy. And it says they're given a boy for a harlot. They had little boys as sex slaves. Because they pretty much did anything that they wanted to do unto us. That's why the Lord said that, you know, there's no atrocity like the atrocity or the violence that's happened unto Jerusalem. So it says, "And they have cast lots for my people and given a boy for an harlot and sold a girl for wine that they might drink." Verse 4, "Yea, and what have you to do with me, O Tyre and Sidon, and all the coasts of Palestine? Will you render me a recompense? And if you recompense me swiftly and speedily, while return your recompense upon your head." So Tyre, Sidon, Palestine, who was living in those lands at that time? It was what they would be called today is Africans and Arabs, because those are the people that sold our people into the slave ships. And it's not, people think it's, you know, oh, the white man just jumped out of the bushes like the boogeyman and started stealing people. No, that didn't happen. We were sold by African chiefs. The Israelites, Hebrews, were sold by African chiefs unto the white man. The Arabs, they got together where we were scattered in different lands, because we were already in Egypt and different places after the fall of Jerusalem. Even before the fall of Jerusalem in 70 AD, we was already scattered in different places. And this is something exactly a lot of people have no knowledge of, because what, they get in this candy-coated version of history, and then not being told the truth. Now, we know a lot of Israelite groups, they mainly deal with nationalism. We don't want to get it confused, because we're dealing with our Lord, Savior, Jesus Christ. And if you're dealing with the Lord, Savior, Jesus Christ, then you're going to realize and know what your nationality is. But that's not the end-all or the do-all. The most important thing for us to know and to learn is repentance, because it doesn't matter if you are a child of Abraham. The Lord said he can raise up rocks, he can raise up stones to be the children of Abraham.
So hey, can I read the scripture?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, let me read the scripture on what you just said about the key is repentance. And I had said it earlier, and I'll just read it right to the point. It says, Deuteronomy 4, about our corruption and what's going to happen. We're going to be scattered. Verse 27, "And the Lord shall scatter you among the nations, and ye shall be left few in number among the heathen, whither the Lord shall lead you." So Moses was prophesying of something that was going to happen, and it continually happened. To the time Christ was on the planet, we were already scattered all over the place. That's why when you look in the book of James, the first chapter, it says, "To the 12 tribes of Israel, scattered where? Abroad. Not scattered just in this eastern part of the world or whatever. It says scattered abroad. So that's what's going to happen because of our punishment. And then it says here, verse 30 is right to the point. Moses is telling us what the remedy is. The remedy is not nationalism. The remedy is verse 30. "When thou art in in tribulation, and all these things are come upon thee, meaning these curses, the scattering, the slavery, the oppression. It says, even in the latter days, that's important for our people to understand, these things are still upon us even in this time. It says, even in the latter days, the remedy is this. If thou turn to the Lord thy God and shall be obedient unto his voice, for the Lord thy God is a merciful God, he will not forsake thee, neither destroy thee, nor forget the covenant of thy fathers, which he sware unto them. And then it goes into, you know, it says, for ask now of the days that are past, which were before thee since the day that God created man upon the earth, and ask from the one side of heaven unto the other whether there have been any such thing as this great thing is, or have been heard like it. So this is clearly going into something that we need to understand. The remedy is not we the Israelites. We the Israelites, because we've been there. The remedy is not this worldly Christianity, love, 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 everybody love. The remedy is to search out this Bible, to turn yourself from your ways and turn to the Most High and be obedient unto his voice, as it is written, thus saith the Lord, period. There's no addition, no subtraction, no anything to it. This Bible is screaming and pronouncing that repentance has to be applied by his people that were chosen. That's the end. Go ahead, bro.
Absolutely. So at this time, it's a good time for us to take a few, put a few announcements out there on the airwaves. So sit tight.
This is the Body of Christ Church inviting you to listen to our new program, From Darkness to Light, where we examine and reprove spiritual wickedness in today's world. The show airs every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. So remember the words written in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18. But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day.
The Body of Christ Church invites you to listen to all our programs on Blog Talk Radio. These programs are meant to edify the listener regarding repentance and good works according to the Holy Scriptures. The weekly program schedule is Sunday at 2 p.m., Tuesday at 8 p.m., Wednesday at 7 p.m., Friday at 7 p.m., and Saturday at 9 a.m., all Eastern Standard Time. Our Spanish broadcast is at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time each Saturday at blogtalkradio.com/ICDC. Please accept our invitation to call in to our show at 646-716-7749. Your comments or questions are eagerly encouraged, whether they agree or disagree with the viewpoints expressed by those involved in the program. Again, call in now, please dial 646-716-7749.
All right, what we're talking about today is Black history. Do you remember your history? Do you remember the days of old? So, I mean, we started out Deuteronomy 32:7, and it was saying, remember the days of old and how we were supposed to ask our father, and he would show us, the elders, and they would tell us. Now, I want to continue on in Psalms 78, the things that they were supposed to show and tell. You know, the kids go to school and they have show and tell. Well, we were supposed to have show and tell. And what we were supposed to be told is the law, statutes, and commandments, and the great things that God had done for us. Now, people look at Jesus Christ. They see the white, effeminate image of Jesus Christ looking like Charles Manson. And what? Black people don't want to follow that. Like, man, the guy looks gay. You know? So when you look and read in the Bible, the men of the Bible were mighty men. They were warriors. Even the prophets, they were warriors. They were men that stood up for righteousness. But people, that's not reflected in the church system today. What's reflected is if you're in the church, you're some a weak, effeminate guy. But that's not the history that you read in the scriptures. But I'm going to continue reading on what this
Bible
is about. Read Psalm 78 and verse 5.
Psalm 78, verse 5.
So this is what we were supposed to be told. Read on.
For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children.
So this is what our fathers and the elders were supposed to show us. Read on.
That the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should raise and declare them to their children.
So when the children grew up, they were supposed to declare them to their children and to their children and to the generation to come and to their children. So what has happened? There has been a disconnect somewhere where we haven't been told. And there's a reason for that, and we're going to read the scripture why. But we were supposed to be told these things. We were supposed to be told the commandments. We were supposed to be told the laws and the wonderful works of God. He parted the Red Sea. He killed the firstborn of the Egyptians. He delivered us out of this captivity. When we humbled ourselves and we prayed unto the Lord and we turned back to the Lord and to his ways, he delivered us. We were supposed to be told these things. Why? Read on.
Verse 7, Psalm 78, verse 7, that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments.
Yeah, that we would set our hope. That we would set our hope in God, not Martin Luther King, not Malcolm X, not Malcolm, not DMX, not Biggie Smalls, not Tupac, because a lot of people looking at Tupac like he was some kind of prophet. He was a wicked man. He was a wicked man. That's what he was. He was not a prophet. He's not Jesus Christ. So what? We can set our hope in God. And the scriptures tell you that we're not supposed to trust in man. We're supposed to put our hope in God. See, that's what people did when Katrina hit. They put their hope in George Bush. And what happened? George Bush let him down. Oh, he was supposed to come and rescue. They didn't consider what was going on. So this is what our fathers were supposed to tell us. Read verse 8.
Psalm 78, verse 8, and might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright and whose spirit was not steadfast with God.
Right, that we not be stubborn and rebellious. So would you say we have been told those things as it instructed our fathers? Have we been told those things, Kakum?
No.
No. And then there's a reason for that, okay? There's a reason for that. Let's go to Jeremiah 17, verse 4. There's a reason for that why our people, when they deal with history, as far as they can go back in history, is just slavery. Okay, you were slaves, that's it. That's
right.
It. You're slaves, slavery. Or if they go back any further, oh, you was in the bowels of Africa as a savage.
Or the Afrocentric thought you were great kings and queens in Africa.
Well, that's coming from the mind of black people, because that's not
right,
what
exactly.
They're told in history. That's the
right.
even when we say that, it's not believable.
Right.
It's not documented. It's not televised. It's not put into the history or the media. It's like on the hush. Well, yeah, we were kings and we this that. You know, even though black people say it, it's not popularized.
Right.
You know, if we were such kings and queens, why are we selling drugs to one another? Why we treat our women like there's some kind of piece of meat and dogs? Why are we not taking care of our children and our communities and families? Because it would be real easy for us to deal with this drug situation. All I got to do is get the parents, you go deal with your kid, I'll deal with mine, you deal with him, okay, a few more to get together, and we'll just get them while they're on their lonely. Then what? There will be no more drugs. We can stop that stuff real quick. So let's read that.
Jeremiah 17, verse 4. And thou, even thyself, shalt discontinue from thine heritage that I gave thee, and I will cause thee to serve thy enemies in the land which thou knowest not. For ye have kindled a fire in my anger, which shall burn forever. Thus saith the Lord, curse be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord.
So stop right there. Jeremiah 17:4 says, thou, even thou so, shall discontinue from thy heritage. So when you look at us as a people, as black people, we have discontinued from our heritage. Heritage means your inheritance, because the Lord gave all nations on this earth an inheritance. That's what it says in Deuteronomy 32:8, when the Most High divided to the nations their inheritance. So the Japanese, they have land. Chinese, they have land. East Indians, Asians, they have land. Africans have land. Everybody have their land. Europeans, they have their land. Where is ours? Heritage also means culture. Where's our culture? Where's our language? See, all that's wrapped up in the scriptures in the Bible, because the Lord gave us laws, statutes, and commandments. We were supposed to be his people. He was supposed to be our God. And we were supposed to serve him and keep the commandments. We didn't do that, so the Lord said, you know what? You don't want to serve me? Serve your enemies. Just like we did in Egypt. We served bondage there. We served bondage in America. We served bondage in Babylon. We served bondage in Rome. We served bondage in Greece. We served bondage. That's why Jeremiah said, what is Israel, a homeboy slave? Is that the only thing that we're good for, is to be slaves? So since we didn't keep the commandments, the Lord said, well, you know what? You're going to discontinue from your heritage. You're not going to know these laws, statutes, and commandments anymore. You're not going to know your nationality. You're not going to know your language. That's why you got people that are going around saying they're Egyptians. They're saying that they're Kemetic, Kemet, and all these other different kind of things, and they stab it in the dark. And all that's going into damn witchcraft and Satanism.
Right.
They don't even understand. That's not what the Lord called us to be.
Yeah, just like we stick out like a sore thumb in the lands that we're in. We're trying to force our existence into something that we're not. Just like, you know, growing up, right, as a so-called black man, I've been a Negro, I've been Afro-American, I've been African-American.
Colored.
I've been colored. I've been Asiatic black man, because I was into that Muslim madness, the Nation of Islam, NOI madness. I've been all these things. And, you know, we come up with stupid things like Kwanzaa, we don't have our own history and cultural stuff, so we make it up as we go along, like it's a damn child's game. Let's be creative in our imagination. When we're missing the boat by understanding the oppression is on our people, spread out throughout this earth for a reason. That's one clear sign that we need to understand. We've been ripped out of our land, raped, murdered, killed, stripped of our identity, stripped of our heritage, and it's all because what? God is evil? No. The white man is evil? No. The Arabs are evil? No. It's because we were evil and turned our backside to the Most High, and he told us to follow him, and we said, kiss where the sun don't shine. That's what we did. That's why you just read the scriptures. What did you read? We discontinued from what?
Our heritage.
We told him to kiss our behind. It wasn't good enough. We want to do what the other nations. We want to worship Kamesh, Molech, Chemosh, or whatever that guy's name is, Dagon. We want to do that. The hell with you, the creator of all things. We want to run into those things. You can see it early in our history. What happened in Judges? Soon as Joshua and his generation died off, what? We ran to serve Baal and the other nations' gods. You understand what I'm saying? This is what this people have to understand, and we're not grasping onto that. We want to be African-American, Afro-Canadian, Afro-British, Kemet, like you said, whatever. Afro-Caribbean, Afro-Cuban, I don't know what the dark Mexicans call themselves, whatever.
Right.
if it wasn't for a little bit of humor, you go crazy. Knowing what you know about this people. Go ahead,
brother. Yeah, let's go to Isaiah 42:22. And remember what it said.
Right.
Don't put your trust in man.
Right.
Because, lo, for a piece of bread shall a man transgress. That's why you're seeing a lot of these pastors and preachers, they're getting caught up in all kinds of scandals, money scandals, sex scandals, homosexual scandals. When people put their trust in it, then they fall off from the script. I don't believe that Bible, because this person never... No, did you read it and do it for yourself? No. You was in there for a song and dance, and you believed some man.
Exactly.
That fell
right
off.
Up the pants.
Yep, there you go. So look at Isaiah 42:22.
Isaiah 42, verse 22.
This legacy, and this is the sign that the Lord has put on our people. He is a reason why slavery is put in our face. See, people think, oh, man, this is the only thing they're telling us. The Lord have them telling us this for a reason. Go ahead, read.
Isaiah 42, 22. But this is a people robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snared in holes, and they are hid in prison houses. They are for a spoil, and none saith restore.
Right. They are for a prey, and none delivereth. For a spoil, and none saith restore. But it says, this is a people robbed and spoiled. So that's what happened to us. We were taken from a land where we was already tried to hide, and the Lord told us there wasn't going to be anywhere that we could hide. That these curses, wherever we went, they were going to follow us. So certain people, they tried to hide in Egypt. They tried to hide in Africa. Why do you think that Joseph went into Egypt? Because a lot of our people had already established community there. That's what you read about in Acts, the second chapter. You have Jews, devout men. Where were they coming from? Some of them were coming from Egypt.
Right.
These people don't have any understanding of history. They're just going to church and foaming at the mouth, and they think that's of God. That's not. That's not. You said the scripture a couple of shows ago that what? The God is a God of knowledge, and by him, actions are weighed.
Right.
You know? So we're people that's raw and spoiled. We're snared in holes. We're trapped in different situations. We're trapped in the ghetto. That's a hole. We're trapped in drug abuse. We're trapped in all kinds of abusive relationships or non-existent relationships. And then what? And they are hid in prison houses. So where are most of our men? See, the men are supposed to be the leaders. Women don't want to be leaders because why? Satan has set up a satanic regime and a satanic order and flipped it. Now the women are the power. And how well does that work? Because that's not the order of God when you read in 1 Corinthians 11 chapter.
That.
It doesn't work.
Can I go to a scripture real quick?
Stop it, bro.
Okay, listen, I want to go to Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, because what you're bringing out and what we're dealing with is right in the first chapter of Isaiah when he started prophesying in the first book talking about our people, because now all these things have been placed upon us, but we don't even look at them. I'll just read the prophet because he says it better.
Right.
It says, the vision of Isaiah, this is Isaiah, the first book, verse 1, the vision of Isaiah, the son of Amos, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. Verse 2, hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord hath spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. Those children that he brought up and nourished was the ones that he chose, gave his law, statutes, commandments, and said, listen, follow these things. They will be good for you to run and understand and deal with your life. Put them in your mind to do them so that you can be right in my sight. This is what he's talking about. But it's happened. We rebelled against him, meaning we told him to kiss our backside because he wasn't good enough for us. We wanted to follow Dagon, Chemosh, all the other guys, Molech, and all these other things, right? But check this out, what he says. This is the comparison that the Most High is so cold. Verse 3, he says, the ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib. But Israel does not know. My people doth not consider. So what he said was, he's looking at us, and he put on the brother Isaiah to prophesy what he looked at us as. The ox and the ass. The ox is one of the most, like, stupid animals on the place. I don't know, planet. I don't know how else to put it. The ass is one of the most stubborn animals on the planet. But they still know where their bread is buttered. They still know where they get their food, where they get their nourishment at, right? But
yep.
His people, the ones he raised up and cherished, they don't even consider. We don't want to know. We make up stuff. We African. We commit. We in slavery. Why? Because colonialism. The white man is evil. You know, we fell from being great African princes because we left off from the great mystical Horus and all this other stuff. Egyptology, that's the key. You know, we don't even consider these things and why they're happening to us. What we're reading out of our history is the same thing that we're dealing with because it's the legacy that still follows us from that time when you read in Jeremiah and all the other scriptures we've been reading, even this scripture I'm reading here, it's followed us, and it's like white on rice with us as a people, but we won't even consider, bro. That was it, bro. Go ahead.
Right. So, I mean, that's right on the money. We don't even consider, like a lot of people, they won't even consider or think twice that the history that's contained in the Bible is talking about them.
Right.
You know? And for a lot of people, for them to make that consideration, then they're going to have to consider the very scriptures that we're reading now, that we have sinned against God, we've broken God's commandments, and that we have to repent of those things. And many people are not trying to do that. They're just trying to live their life. They're trying to enjoy themselves and have fun and you know, get their freak on and get their drink on. And, you know, they're not really concerned about God. They may go to church every now and then and give them a little bit of money, and they think that that's going to be enough for them to get them through. But they're dead wrong. They're dead wrong. So we've discontinued from our heritage. We're hidden and missing at who we're supposed to be. Nothing's definite. So I just want to go to Daniel's 9 and 10, because Daniel starts going into it how we have this confusion of faces, because that's what it is. You're trying to put on a face that you're an Egyptian. You're trying to put on your face that you're Kemetic. You're trying to put on a face that we're Nubian. We're trying to put on a face that we all these different things, but none of it will stick. No one's come out and said, well, look, you are this people. This is your people. This is where you come from in slave ships. That history has not been told to us. So we have discontinued from our heritage, and we do have this confusion amongst us of who are we. So read that, Daniel's 9 and 2.
Daniel's 9, verse 2. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem. And I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplications with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. And I prayed unto the Lord God, unto the Lord my God, and made my confession and said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love him and to them that keep his commandments. Verse 5.
So we're going to see what Daniel is making confession about, because he's not just making a confession for himself. He's making a confession for the whole nation of Israel. Read on.
Daniel 9, verse 5. We have sinned and have committed iniquity and have done wickedly and have rebelled even by departing from thy precepts and from thy judgments.
So the rebellion, how we rebelled against God was why? Going against his law, statutes, and commandments. Even departing from thy precepts and from thy judgments. Just like you mentioned, Kakum Gabar, as soon as Joshua died, our people ran straight forward to go and worship Baal and all these other different gods. Read on.
All right. Verse 6. Neither have we hearkened unto thy servants the prophets which spake in thy name to our kings or our princes, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land.
So you read it on the show. You done it on the show, and you went through a whole host of prophets, and you went through like every scripture. There's about three or four you went through. And every one of them was saying what? Repent. Return.
Right.
Come back. Stop doing wickedness. So the Lord sent all these prophets, even up to Jesus Christ, his son, telling us to repent of our sins. But what happened? We didn't listen to not now one. Read on.
Verse 7, Daniel 9, verse 7. O Lord, righteousness belongeth unto thee, but unto us confusion of faces, as it is this day, to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and unto all Israel that are near and that are afar off through all the countries whither thou hast driven them because of their trespass, that they have trespassed against thee.
So why don't we know who we are? Why have we discontinued from our heritage? Why don't we know biblical history? Why don't we know that we are part of this history? Why don't we know our history, period? Because we have trespassed against the Lord. That's why we have that confusion of faces. What am I? An Afro-Caribbean, a Jamaican, a West Indian, St. Lucian, Native American, Puerto Rican. We are none of those things. African American, Black American, My God, what are we? If that's not confusion of your face or what nation that you're supposed to wear, I don't know what is. But the scriptures are giving us clear guidance and showing us why this is. Because we trespass against them. It's saying it over and over and over and over and over again. Slavery wasn't because of a white man. Slavery was because of us. Because if you read in Proverbs, it tells you that if our ways please the Lord, he shall make even our enemies to be at peace with us. So what happened? The Lord flipped it. The Lord wasn't pleased with us. We broke his commandments. So what did he do? He sent our enemies against us. He's like, yeah, there they are. This is where you get them. Go and get them. That's what the Lord has done throughout the Bible. You see, these people who called the Israelites, they, whenever they would rebel against their Heavenly Father, what would the Lord do? He would put them into captivity. He would put them into slavery. He would put them into bondage. Until what? Until he broke them down, and then people would say, you know what? God is mad at us. We've done wrong to God. People would be humbled. They would be broken. And they say, you know what? We need to return to the Lord. But see, this time, it's not going to be a wholesale thing where all our people do this. It's only going to be a small remnant. Because the way how people are going now, they really don't care about Christ. If Christ was on the scene, they would tell Christ to go F himself. Mm-hmm. People say, that's a hard statement. But guess what? They do it every day. When you look at the Bible and the Lord saying for you to do the commandments, because Christ says when he come, he going to tell people, look, come ye blessing my Father. And they're like, how we blessed, Lord? How we saw you and we fed you? How we saw you and we came and visited you when you were sick or when you was in prison? He said, if you've done it to the least of my brethren, you've done it unto me. So the same thing goes in reverse, that if we don't do that, we're doing it against Christ. And that's what many people are doing. So read on in that.
Daniel 9, verse 8. O Lord, to us belong confusion of faith, to our kings, to our princes, and to our fathers, because we have sinned against thee.
So there it is. One says trespass. The next one says sin. And we know according to 1 John, the 3rd chapter and the 4th verse, sin is transgression of the law. For if we're to be adulterers, fornicators, murderers, to have hatred for our people, to be selling drugs, to prostitute ourselves, all these kind of things, that is sins against the Most High. And what does that do? That furthers the condition of the curses amongst our people. Mm-hmm. Read on.
Verse 9, to the Lord our God belong mercies and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him.
So the mercies belong to the Most High. It's the scripture in Galatians that tells us the only way we can be redeemed from the curses of the law is through Jesus Christ. So
right.
Who curses the law pronounced against, when you read in Deuteronomy 28 chapter, they were pronounced against the Israelites. So Christ is our only redemption. How can we be redeemed? Repentance. Repentance is what? You forsaking your sins as it is written in the scriptures, because people have a twisted view on what sin is in the world, because they tell you, oh, you know, adultery is not adultery as is written in the Bible. Adultery, oh, well, they were having problems in their marriage, so that's okay. No, that's adultery. A woman who's married to her husband and she go and deal with another man, that's adultery.
Uh-huh.
The adulterer and the adulteress shall surely be put to death. That's what it says within in the scriptures in the law. Christ came and he went further. He said, if you look on a woman to lust after, you've already committed adultery in your heart. So he went to a whole nother level. He went to a whole nother level. So we need to go and get the forgiveness from the Most High, and the mercy from the Most High, because they belong to him. Not Martin, not Malcolm, not Marcus.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead, verse 10.
Verse 10. Neither have we obeyed the voice of the Lord our God to walk in his laws, which he set before us by his servants the prophets. Yea, all Israel have transgressed thy law, even by departing, that they might not obey thy voice. Therefore, the curse is poured upon us, and the oath that is written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, because we have sinned against him.
So listen very carefully to that. The scripture says the curse is poured upon us. So when you look at our people and there's drugs in the community, there's prostitutes on the corner, there's drug dealers on the corner, you hear gunshots, it's like you in Afghanistan, Iraq, you ducking for cover. like you're a 20-year veteran in the Army. Why is that? Because the Lord has poured the curses on us, the same curses that you read in Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, from the 15th verse all the way to the 68th verse. That's what the Lord has done to us. Why? Because we have sinned against him. Read on.
Verse 12. And he hath confirmed his words which he spake against us and against our judges that judged us by bringing upon us a great evil. For under the whole heaven hath not been done as hath been done upon Jerusalem.
Now, you know what? The thing that really gets me is when you start coming out with the truth that's in the Bible and the prophecies showing that our people are part of the 12 tribes of Israel, you know, people start coming up with silly analogies like, you know, there was different people that went into slavery. Slavery actually comes from the Slavic world, means Slav, you know, all this kind of foolishness. Well, you look at it, what people on the earth has been ripped and torn from their heritage, their language, their nationality, their homeland where they come from, and they just completely oblivious of their history? That hasn't happened to anyone on the earth.
Mm-hmm.
No one on the earth, because every other nation besides this people, they have their nation, they have their land. Even if their land is jacked up, they can still go home. Where can we go?
Mm-hmm.
If they told us all to get out of the of America tomorrow, where would we go? Where could we go to?
Couldn't go anywhere. Remember Marcus Garvey was trying to back the Africa movement?
Yeah.
They didn't want us.
Nope.
We didn't belong there.
They don't.
But our people don't even consider that.
Right. You speak to a real African, and they'll tell you the truth. They don't want us there. They don't want us there. See, people are dealing with fantasy land, and they dealing with, you know, different things they see in the media. They don't want us to come back there. Why?
Exactly.
Because we're too much of a damn problem.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we a problem? Because we don't follow the Most High's laws and his commandments. That's why we're a problem. That's why we have problems in our communities.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the history that you're not going to be taught. It's not going to be televised on national TV because they don't want you to know. Satan doesn't want you to know. He doesn't want you to return and come back to the Lord and serve him as it is written through Christ.
Okay. Hey, can I bring something out real quick?
Go ahead.
I just want to bring something out concerning something historical.
Let me read this
okay.
In Daniel 9:13. Because as it is written in the law, go ahead.
As it is written in the law of Moses, all this evil has come upon us, yet made we not our prayer before the Lord our God, that we might turn from our iniquities and understand thy truth.
Right. So all these things have come upon us as a people, slavery, you know, us going into captivity and bondage, the things that we suffered in America and different countries, and yet and still we have not made our minds up to pray to the Lord and to turn from, there's a lot of people praying, but there's a lot of people turning from their iniquities, that we will understand the truth. And we know that truth is through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Go ahead, bro.
And that's what you're talking about, repentance. That's that turn and pray and turn. It's the same thing that Christ came teaching. What? When he started preaching his ministry, he said what? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Right?
Right.
So when we look at it, like when you look at the prophets, who are they getting their understanding from?
They getting their understanding.
Who was coming dealing with them? Right. Who was delivering it to them? Like Moses. Was it the Most High himself?
No.
Or was it Christ?
It was Christ.
It was exactly. So it was Christ dealing with the prophets, dealing with Moses in the wilderness, telling them everything, showing them the things that came from the Most High. But Christ was in what? Spiritual form. He was the pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night, correct?
That's correct.
And he was telling us to repent. So I want to read this scripture. We can look at a historical perspective on this, and we can understand that it goes right back to what we're dealing with today. Hebrews 13, verse 8. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. See, people like to read that scripture, but they don't really understand what it's talking about. Jesus Christ, when he was dealing with Moses yesterday, yesteryears, many moons ago. Who was he dealing with? He was dealing with everybody? Or was he dealing with Moses and the people that were chosen of God?
He was dealing with Moses and the people that was chosen by God.
And then what did he tell the people? That you're going to go in that land, you're going to corrupt yourselves, and you're going to be scattered. But if you turn and return unto me and be obedient to the what? Voice of the Most High, is going to be all good. Because we have a merciful God, right?
Right.
Same thing that Daniel was talking about. So the same thing that Christ came when he was in the flesh to say was the same thing he said back then. And is it ever going to change? No, because it says that that Christ is going to stay the same forever. So the same historical Christ that we look at in the spiritual form, right? The spirit of the pillar of cloud by day, pillar of fire by night, is the same Christ that's going to come in the end and set this program of the Most High back upright, clean this kingdom, clean our kingdom that's set for the what? Righteous in Israel to be in, him being on that what seat. And that's the same Christ that's always been and it's never been changed. It's never been any change in him. That was it, bro. The brothers of the Body of Christ Church, welcome you once again to another episode of a show. The show is entitled today, The Prophet of Black History. In this show, what we're going to do is with the brothers of the Body of Christ Church, we'll discuss the various movements and ideologies developed throughout history. We would examine whether or not they were profitable to our people, that is, so-called black people. So I'm your host, Kakum Gabbar. I have another co-host with me, the brother Godiwin. Go ahead and introduce yourself, brother.
Hey, shalom to everyone that's out there listening and joining us tonight.
Good, brother. Good, good, good. How are you doing this night?
I'm doing pretty good. All praises to the Most High and His beloved Son, Jesus Christ. Really interested in doing this show, as we've been doing a couple of shows dealing with black history and showing how it coincides with the scriptures. I think this is something that really has not been done in different shows,
right,
or TV shows. Many people just look at, oh, well, it's back to Africa. They're trying to send us back to Africa. And when you look at back to Africa, that's the worst thing you could do as far as paganism and religions and the different devils and hoodoo and voodoo and witch doctors and all that kind of stuff. What we need to be dealing with is the scriptures and the Bible and be looking for spiritual answers to the problems that's going on in the black community. I mean, a lot of people, they don't want to put those two together, the Bible and black people. It is like, this is, you were slaves and that's it. But actually, there's no way we can get into slavery without God's permission. So there have to be something in the scriptures to show us that, why did that happen to us as a people? Because God is in control of everything that goes on here on this earth. And if you think anything different, the scriptures, then you're a liar, because God is, the word of God is true.
And that's a good point, brother. That's a good point. Matter of fact, let's bring the scripture out that says that. I love to read the scripture. It's one of my staple scriptures that I go into, and this is what we're going to deal with. And this is what our people have to reconcile themselves to, because Satan has been very busy. Throughout history, Satan has been busy. And Satan has, by us going into the ways of Satan, it causes us to be blinded to the ways of righteousness in the Most High and everything that he has set up. So I'm going to read this scripture in Psalms 33 and 4. It reads, "The word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. He loves righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord." Now, we have to deal with things, because, you know, some of the things we're going to deal with today, it'll be probably upsetting or very, very foreign to the ears of many. Because of that, let me just read this again. I got another scripture. You know, I like to go to the scriptures, because I don't like to quote scriptures, because I'll start
butchering
and give y'all something to talk about. Basically, what happens is, in this world, like, the reason that you have so much, like, especially back in the 60s, and we're going to look at certain things, back in the 60s, you had a lot of different ideologies and movements coming out. And based on the disenchantment that people had with the Bible because of this worldly foolishness that's out here called Christianity, that it's the we are the world doctrine and everybody, anybody, all alike, and God is love, he's handing out daisies, and that's it. All you got to do is just profess the love and call it Jesus, Jesus, talking tongues, and that's going to get you there. No. See, that's what made people disenchanted with what we know is the word that we just said was true and how all his works, the word of the Most High is right and all his works were done in truth. The reason you had, we're going to cover Marcus Garvey, Martin Luther King, going to some of the black socialists or movements like the Black Panthers, the Weathermen, so on. The reason you had all these organizations with these different ideas, the Black Power Movement and all that, is because that was from a frustration of what people wanted to be relieved from, is that oppression and that debased feeling and that debased treatment that they had in the earth. But the people were disenchanted by the false doctrine that was being portrayed with the Bible, so they started coming up with these other movements, if I could say. I said it in many words. But understand this. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 3. It reads, "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, and whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." So to people that are in like black consciousness, what I said just sounds like dribble, because they think that this is a fraud book written by white folks to keep us oppressed. That's how it was presented to us, and a lot of what we did at the times it was presented, we didn't have the wherewithal to check to see. Because like when this Bible was presented to us, we were in slavery, a lot of us were in this side of the world, and we couldn't read. You understand what I'm saying? So it led to what? A disenchantment of this whole Bible and this whole thing. Go ahead, bro.
Right. And 2 Corinthians 4, verse 5, when you read on, it says, "For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake." So you're not going to hear us preach a radical black nationalistic type of doctrine. What we're going to preach, we're going to preach our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And the doctrine that we see according to the scriptures is that what? Many times the Israelites went into captivity. What was the reason? For sin.